Continental Airlines Flight 3407 went down 5 miles from the airport, and the death toll is 50, including all 49 souls on board and one on the ground.
The first terrifying moments of the crash just outside of Buffalo captured and posted on YouTube.
Can somebody get some help for my daughter? She's hysterical.
A frantic search for the victims on the ground.
Oh my gosh, is there anybody in there? It's all my husband. Oh my.
Firefighters arrived to find a home engulfed in flames with only the plane's tail sticking out. The plane suddenly banked sharply to the right, then nosedived into a neighborhood.
I was in our family room, and I heard a noise. Planes do go over our house, but this one just sounded really different. And I thought to myself, you know, if that's a plane, it's going to hit something. And next thing I knew, the ceiling was on me.
Extremely hot fire, one of the biggest fires that I have encountered in my 17 years.
I could see the wing of the plane, and Jill was over to the side, you know, crying, of course, hysterical.
State police and other emergency crew tell us there are parts of this wreckage that are still on fire. Police have not released the names of the victims, the people on the plane, but we do know that one of them was the widow of a 9/11 victim. Beverly Eckert is her name, and she was flying back here to go to a ceremony honoring a scholarship in her husband's name.
On board the aircraft, prominent victims' rights activist Beverly Eckert, who lost her husband in the 9/11 attacks in New York.
Stephen Wallace is a witness to the plane crash.
As Matt just mentioned, we have a breaking news story to tell you about. Apparently, a plane has just crashed into the World Trade Center.
Stephen Wallace is a witness to the plane crash. He joins us this morning. Stephen, you've spent 20 years as a paramedic, and you knew pretty quickly when you arrived on the scene that this was no longer a rescue situation.
Stephen, I mean, the fact that this plane came down and took only this one house in a very crowded neighborhood, that had to be surprising. I mean, this plane literally came in almost vertically.
Oh, that's true. When I heard the call and came in, I was expecting, I'm familiar with the area, I'm expecting 2, 3, 4 houses, if not a whole neighborhood gone. I was shocked when I came around the back and saw that basically the airplane came in at an angle, right down, causing a crater. It wiped out one house, it damaged the garage, and set some cars on fire. But we've all seen the pictures of the Hudson River where the plane kind of glided across the river. If that had happened here, there would have been 6, 7 houses and a few businesses, and the catastrophe would have been a lot worse.
The weather may be at issue. What was the weather like at that point in time, Stephen?
Well, I shot 200 or 300 pictures, and the ironic thing is you could look at one picture, and the very next second, it's heavy snow with water, freezing rain, and then all of a sudden it's clear, the wind's really heavy, 20, 25 miles per hour, and then nothing. So it was a very variable weather situation going on.
Ice can distort that airflow, and if there is that distortion, the airplane can stall at a much higher speed and without warning being given to the pilots.
But the Bombardier-8 is a modern plane equipped with de-icing technology that the NTSB says was turned on. Investigators recovered that information off the black boxes already undergoing analysis in Washington.
They already got the black boxes yesterday. They were rapidly brought to New York.
Tim Morris, you, I understand, were the first at the scene. When you saw that tail sticking up and saw the Continental logo, had you also assumed it was a small plane up to that point? What was your reaction when you realized this was an airliner?
Being the first one on location, it was actually very tough to tell that it was in fact an airplane because of the massive amounts of fire, of course being fueled by the jet fuel itself. But I didn't in fact know it was, or nor could confirm that it was in fact a larger scale plane until I got about 180 degrees around the house. Then I did make contact with the wing of the plane, or the tail end of the plane, and then verified that it was a larger scale plane.
So were you sleeping? Were you napping?
No, I was just watching TV. Jill was watching TV.
And do you know what Doug was doing, or?
Well, I know he was going to get ready to go to bed, but he'll always before he'll go out of the family room if he's in there, and he'll say when he's going up, "Well, I'm going up," and I don't remember him saying that, but he was working on some of his sports stuff in the dining room, and my thought is that he was in there because I don't think it was long from the time he left that family room that this happened. It was only a few minutes, and my thought is that he was probably in there, and that is from the appearance of what's happened in the middle of the house.
I mean, what's going through your mind? I mean, can you believe, does it seem surreal?